The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Saturday to you all. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. So I am going to go right to the callers in just a second. For those of you that are living in fabulous Las Vegas, I'm doing another fundraiser for one of my favorite charitable organizations, and this organization is Help of Southern Nevada. These are the folks that help women and children get back on their feet after they've hit some tough times. And, of course, over the last couple of years, we've had some tough times. So they're right there at the avail to help everyone to get back on their feet. So I'm doing the Tiaras and Tequila fundraiser, and that's going to be on National Tiara Day, which is May 24th, and it will be at the fabulous Sierra Gold on Buffalo and Smoke Ranch. So for those of you who live here locally, just save the date, May 24th. It's a fundraiser for our folks at Help Southern Nevada. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from, let me find them. Oh, that's weird. So, you know, if you guys have never called into the program, I will actually allow you to ask me a question if you've never called into the program. You just have to email me, and I'll make that happen. So I'm going to go to area code 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Faye.
Hi, Faye. What's your question today?
Okay, so
Can you speak up a little bit? You sound really quiet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. I'm, like, very soft-spoken. But so I started working at this office for, like, and there's this certain person that I just can't figure out. We'll have random conversations 1 minute, then the next it's like we're strangers towards each other. I just want to know what this person thinks about me and, you know, what our relationship would be in the future work-wise.
Okay, so which honey bunny, that's a lot of questions. Which one do you want me to answer?
I just want to know what if you can feel the vibe of what this person thinks about me, because I really don't want
right
to ask
now,
him.
Hold on. Hang on.
Yeah.
If you want me to answer that question, I'll answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay, so what it says here is that this person is somebody that is going to make sure that he treats you very businesslike, okay? That the only way this person's going to even think that there's something special here is if you can behave appropriately in a business environment, okay? So the fact that he runs kind of hot and cold, that's not your imagination. That's just how he's wired.
Okay.
Okay, but it's not a reflection of you. It's not a criticism of you. It's not a he doesn't like you. It's I think he's looking for more than something that would lean toward just a flirt. So what this is saying here, and by the way, this is even more powerful if you happen to be a Libra, Aquarius, or Gemini. This is more powerful, the statement I'm going to tell you, is you have to keep your emotions in check. the more businesslike you are, the more your sense of humor shows, the more you present your most professional self, the more he's going to be drawn to you, all right? So don't confuse him being pleasant to you, though, as flirting, because that's where a lot of people with him have gotten tripped up, because he's just trying to be pleasant, and when he gets somebody around him that's flirting, he doesn't know how to react to that, okay? So the way this guy connects is by how smart you are, right?
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. I don't think, let me move forward and just kind of extend your question for a second. I don't think that this guy would actually ever date you unless you were not working with him.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to suggest is that you've learned an awful lot at that job in 4 months. I'm actually thinking that you might stay at that job for maybe another 2 months and go get yourself a job that pays you more. And then on the way out the door, you say to him, you know, I hope that no matter what happens, we stay in touch and stay friends. That's what you say on your way out. Now, cool thing about it is that you exchange cell phones if you haven't already done that. And what happens is that when you're not working there anymore, now he's probably someone that would step forward. But he's not going to do, you know, there's an old saying, don't dip your pen in company ink, all right? I actually get that this guy's super ethical, and he's not going to do anything to jeopardize his job.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Nice talking with you.
Thank you so much.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from – hold on, let me get him on the air here. I'm going to go to area code 702, another fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carlos.
Oh, hey, Carlos. What's your question today?
So I work with this young lady, and we've been friends for about a year now, over a year. And I've gotten to the point where I can't stop thinking about the woman. She's awesome. What do I do?
You just keep being you. So remember how I said to the gal before you, it's very important you keep your emotions in check. It's very important that you don't cross the line. You know, it's interesting here because what I'm actually getting is that when she's ready, she will make the move. So you just want to wait for it. And the fact that you're being a perfect gentleman in the meantime, you're being, you know, you're engaging, you're fun. You can actually share some of your work with her and she likes it. She tells you about what's going on at work and she likes it. I think that there's an old relationship or maybe an on again, off again one that she's dealing with right now that she's finally going to let go of.
Wow.
So you need to wait for that. Okay. Don't jump in the fray right now when it would be sort of an escape for her and not an actual real interest. You want to be somebody that she looks at as you're kind of her what's the word? Shangri-La. Right now, you're kind of the happy place for her. You're the Shangri-La. You're someone that you're a safe zone, okay? You're a responsible dad. Yes, you know, all of that is true. What's interesting here is that you want her to step forward. You want her to make the move to kiss you.
Whoa.
The cool thing about it is that when she does make that move, it means that she's actually ready to make that step. But she's showing up is pretty fabulous.
Wow. Pretty cool.
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Take care.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. So I'm going to go to hold on. My computer's running kind of slow here. Hold on. I'm going to go to area code 470. Hello, 470. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Catherine. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Catherine. What's your question today?
My question, would I be getting married to Mr. Reginald Shields soon?
Mr. Reginald. Let me look. Hold on. Okay, so I'm going to tell you that your power months for love are July and August, okay? So all I want you to do between now and the end of August is I want you to treat him a little bit more like he's your annoying little brother and not like the guy that you worship and put on a pedestal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because the more you because here's the thing. When you this is my opinion, all right, and it's just my opinion. I think the reason why women make a decision pretty quickly about who they want to hook their wagon to, but men take a longer time, and I'll tell you why. They're looking for the whack job factor, okay? The longer that you're with them, the more they can actually see your true personality, all right? So, in other words, they want to see you get mad or frustrated about something. They want to see how you handle that, right? They also want to see how you handle it when they don't text you for 24 hours, okay? So what they're doing is they're looking for the whack job factor. So the more that you treat him as though he's always going to be a part of your life, the more you treat him more like your annoying little brother, the more you don't treat him like he's all that in a bag of chips, right? The more, the quicker this relationship bonds, right? So it's like I flash on the movie with Julia Roberts, Runaway Bride, okay? And in that movie, she's engaged like 12 times, and that's not 12, it's maybe 5 times in the movie. But each time you see that she tries to be what she thinks the guy wants her to be instead of her being her, right? So what I want you to do over the next few months is I just want you to be totally you. So if you go out to a restaurant, don't order the same thing he orders. Okay?
Okay.
When he asks you what you want to do, actually tell him. Don't go, I don't know, what do you want to do? All right? Tell him. Right? So if you guys went to see the action-adventure movie last time, maybe your choice is to go see a comedy or something romantic. Because we don't want to watch all the Marvel movies from here to eternity. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, here's the thing. I am getting that there's a lot of love here, right? You have some incredibly powerful cards. All I want you to do is relax into who you really are, not the gal that's trying to impress him.
Gotcha.
So one of these nights, it's going to be a binge the Netflix, and you're wearing sweatpants. I'm serious. Because... And by the way, have you seen – I love this series. I got to brag about this series. Have you seen the series Ted Lasso yet?
No, ma'am.
Okay. It's on Apple TV. It is an amazing series, and actually it's more geared toward men than it is to women, but women love it. So I'd love to see the two of you watch that series together.
Okay.
But it's saying your power months are July and August. So, but between now and the end of August, I want you to be more yourself.
So don't call
him like
that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I want you to do things as though the relationship's already 10 years old.
Well, it's 6 years old already, so.
Okay, then you're already somewhat pretty relaxed. But what I'm getting is that it's saying your power months for romance are July and August. So there's probably a proposal coming. There's probably talk about the future. But this is saying this fella's committed to you.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Got to go. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Stay safe.
God bless you, too. See you later. Okay, bye.
Yes.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 805 area code. Hello, 805. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna from California.
Hi, Donna. What's your question today?
Yeah, I got online to try to meet someone on Tinder, and a lot of guys answered me, but this one I liked the way he looked and all. And his name is Tam, T-A-M, and I'm out of town, so he wanted to meet for a beach walk, and I said, well, let's talk on the phone. So he gave me his number, and I'm going to call him Sunday. Do you see this going anywhere with Tam?
Okay, so here's my first thought, and I have to tell you again, my personal opinion, I'm throwing it out there. Not a big fan of any kind of online dating because I've had so many people that have called me after something bad's happened with that, All right. So I'm just telling you that before I give you my answer, I'm tempered by some of the other clients that have called me that have had a bad experience, okay? So to avoid a bad experience, this is what I would suggest. First, you have the phone conversation with him. If that goes well, the second conversation is some sort of video call. So either a Zoom call or a FaceTime call so you can actually see him, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, the third visit is someplace public that is like a coffee shop, like, you know, Starbucks. We have Coffee Bean here. We have Dutch Brothers Coffee here. Something where there's a certain time limit to the visit, like a half an hour, all right? That would be my third suggestion. Between the second, the FaceTime call, and the actual meeting him in person, I want you to look him up on any other social media. Look him up on Facebook. Look him up on LinkedIn. So if he tells you that, oh, I don't know, let's say he says that he's an engineer for Microsoft, all right, you want to make sure that the face that you saw is the face that's on his picture for the LinkedIn profile. And if there's no picture on the LinkedIn profile, red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm highly recommending that you do your due diligence. And I'm saying this for anyone that's dating anyone online, is that what you do is you make sure that the person you're talking to actually is the person that they say they are.
Mm.
Now, I've even had people, like if his name's Bill Smith and he works at Microsoft, or let's say he works at, I don't know, XYZ company down the road, wherever it is, you actually call XYZ company and ask for him.
Okay.
But you don't actually talk to him when he answers the phone.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, what I'm just trying to get you to do is vet this, okay? Now, that said, it actually says that this guy looks pretty good.
Oh, good.
All right?
Yeah.
Now, if he also happens to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, he's even getting another check mark.
I'm Taurus and he's Taurus.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right. Two earth signs together have a natural understanding for each other, so that's good. You know, the bad part about both of you being Taurus, though, is you're both very set in your ways and can be stubborn, which, again, not necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, it can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Let me know what happens.
Thank you.
All right,
I will.
See
you
later.
You.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 6. Oops, I'm off to area code 630. Hello, 630. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Lisa from the
Midwest. Oh, hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
Awesome.
It's raining here. But
oh,
whatever.
Nice. I wish it was raining here.
Yeah, I wish that for you guys, too. So my question is, when do you see my roof getting repaired? I have a condo and I had a leak and, you know, they're responsible and they had to patch it up because the wood got rotted.
Okay, so are you renting the condo or is this your condo?
Own it. I own it.
Okay.
And the manager
for
the association said that it would be fixed.
Yeah, here's how you, honey bunny, here's how you make the magic happen fast. Are you ready? Have you already reached out to the roof company?
No, she does it, the manager.
Okay, so you own the condo, but there's a property manager that takes care of repairs?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
You have to go through her.
So here's what I would do, because if you have an association that part of their service is to do roof repair, what I would do is I would put a somewhat negative review on Yelp or Google about them as a property management group.
Well, I was going to call. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I would do that first, obviously. Obviously, you do the most gentle approach possible, okay? But my recommendation would be if you don't get a response or a timeline of repair, then the fastest way to get response is by social media.
Yeah. She said it would be repaired once the weather improves. We've had very bad weather here in the Midwest in Illinois.
Okay.
So once it's past 50, because it's dry, it's like warped. They patched it up for the winter as much as, you know, what they needed to do.
Well,
so
it
once,
does say
like the
it does say it gets
rains.
Repaired, but the button to push to get it repaired is the guilt button. That's literally what your cards say, is that you have to press the responsibility button, the guilt button, connected.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you press her responsibility, her guilt button about a timeline. Now, if you have inclement weather and that's out of anybody's control, then yes, you're going to have to be patient. But as soon as you see the weather report where it's going to be fine for 5 days,
mm-hmm.
that's when you
right.
blow up her phone.
That's what I thought. Wait another week.
Okay.
Next week's going to be bad again.
See, you're
and then
right.
just, and then call back, like say we need to set up a date. And then
okay.
also she said she didn't want me here, but they have to come in and see because there was like a leak that spread, but I don't know if it's part of the original. I got to get all this done at once. So
I understand. What
so
what it literally says.
Date, like
okay, so the date. Answer to your question is yes, the roof will be repaired. You just need to be on it.
Okay. Yeah,
all right, gal. Thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 229. Hello, 229. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melvin. What's your question?
Yes, ma'am. My question is, my head football coach, they left and they hired a new head football coach. And I'm going to talk to the new one, and I just want to know, will they bring me back on their staff, on back on the football staff? His name is Jonathan.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that you need to pull all of your political power, Melvin, to make that happen. So it's not just reaching out to Jonathan, it's reaching out to anybody else that was a supporter of yours or likes you. You need to reach out to anyone, basically, so that they help you get hired by Jonathan.
Was it the board members or something like that?
So here's the thing, is if anyone is still there when you were working on the football staff, that's
right.
when they should call and tell Jonathan that you'd like to come back. All right. So
okay.
what you do is you go to Jonathan and say, yes, I would love to be back on the team, or find a way to get that message to him. All right. But then you call
yeah.
all the other people that know you're good at what you do to also call Jonathan and petition for you to be back on the staff.
How would that come out?
Well, this is saying you need help from the people around you to make that happen. Because this guy, Jonathan, doesn't know you from Adam, okay? He doesn't know you. But all the other people that he might be working with politically that he wants
right.
to make a good impression with, if they say, you got to bring back Melvin, he's amazing, on your behalf,
yeah.
after you've already submitted your resume and your qualifications to him, you're more likely to get hired back. So the
okay.
answer to your question is, yes, you can have the job, but you need help from other people to basically validate you, vet you, or tell him about you.
Right.
Okay, my friend.
I'm
sorry, honey,
but
I got to go.
Yeah.
But that's how I would recommend you do that, okay?
Yeah, it's
all
just
right.
one little simple thing.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's just one little simple thing I need to say. Say, I lost my fire stick. I just moved. And can you tell me where it's located at?
Oh, I'm not good at lost objects, Melvin. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
All right, honey, buddy. See you later. Thanks. Okay,
right.
bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.